Welcome to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. IFA Talk is for professional investors only. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us for the latest episode of IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast, where we talk to people who matter about the things that matter in the world of financial services. I'm Brandon Russell, online writer here at IFA Magazine, and joining me today is Jenny Hunter, IFA Magazine's senior financial journalist.
Good afternoon. As Brandon said, thanks for tuning in to today's IFA Talk. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. As many of you may already know, National Conveyancing Week will take place between the 11th and 15th of March this year. And as I'm sure our listeners will agree, conveyancing is a complex process that clients are often confused and overwhelmed by, and one which most financial advisors would not often consider themselves as experts in this field. So luckily, on today's podcast, Brandon and I are pleased to be talking to David Opie, Managing Director of Today's Media, and Rob Hailstone, CEO and founder of Bold Legal Group. David and Rob are the organisers of National Conveyancing Week and advocates for the conveyancing profession. So to kick things off, we're going to ask each of them just to tell us a little bit about themselves and how they became involved in National Conveyancing Week and what it is. So we'll start with David, if you don't mind.
Thanks very much indeed, Jenny and Brandon. Well, lovely to be invited on. Thank you. I'm David. I run Today's Media. We're an online news publication for conveyancing professionals through a brand called Today's Conveyancer. We also host a number of regular events through the calendar. So we're the hosts of the British Conveyancing Awards, which will also be hosted next week during National Conveyancing Week.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, David, and welcome to the podcast. Rob, if I can ask you just to give us a brief introduction as well.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. Hi. Rob Hailstone, founder, as you say, founder and CEO of the Bold Legal Group, which is a national association of about 750-700 law firms. I set this up about 10 years ago. I was a conveyancer myself for 30 years, got involved in home information packs, and I've been running the BLG for the last 10 years or so. I decided to set up National Conveyancing Week just over a year ago, maybe about 18 months ago. I didn't want to do it on my own, so I asked David to join me. Thankfully, he said yes, he would, because I couldn't have done it on my own. Having been in the profession as a conveyancer for 30 years and enjoying my 30 years, I had a bit of survivor's guilt. And I feel that conveyancers today are not enjoying the job like I did. They've got a lot more tasks to carry out than I did back in the 20th century. So I wanted to help them out a bit. I wanted to raise their profile. I think sometimes they're a bit misunderstood, underappreciated, and maybe underpaid. So I wanted to raise their profile, hence National Conveyancing Week.
Perfect. Well, David and Rob, it's great to have you on the podcast today, like Jenny said. The very first NCW was last year. So firstly, it seems best to start with what NCW is, what the core aim is, and why you feel it is necessary in today's market. David, perhaps we'll come to you.
National Conveyancing Week, as Rob said, was really a concept that he came up with a little while ago, where really just as we were coming towards the end of the pandemic. So it's pretty well documented that the property market went nuts during the pandemic, as the property market was reopened and a number of the incentives were made available to home movers. And we went from, 800,000, a million transactions, to nearly 1.6 million transactions in a very short space of time with the same number of staff. So what you had during that period was this enormous pressure on the profession. I guess like a lot of professions, you know, there were some cracks. It started to crumble a bit. And by and large, they delivered, and moved all of those people. And we just wanted to have some recognition of that, I suppose, in the first instance. And as Rob said, raise the profile of the profession. As it's developed, really, we really feel that National Conveyancing Week is a week for everybody. So although it's called conveyancing, we really want the property market to get involved and be a part of it, because it's all about trying to educate the wider property population about the role of conveyancers as well. And I think you've alluded to it in the introduction, Jenny. You know, it is not a subject on which a lot of people are expert, and therefore it's misunderstood. And what that causes is a huge amount of friction between estate agents and IFAs and conveyancers and lenders, a lot of the time unnecessarily.
And also, David, we wanted to try and bring the consumer in a little bit this year, didn't we? We're working with the Homeowners Alliance. We've carried out a survey with about 2,000 homeowners who've bought or sold within the last 5 or 10 years. And the results of that survey will prove to be, I think, very interesting, with 40% thinking that conveyancers carry out a structural survey of the property almost.
That's great. Thank you so much for that insight. It sounds like the NCW is going from strength to strength, and the work you're doing is really kind of moving that forward. You've got a significant number of conveyancing firms signed up to take part. So, Rob, can I ask you to explain a bit more about what the firms will be doing and how they take part, as well as what it might cost for them to be involved?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the exact numbers. I think we've got, well, certainly hundreds of firms involved now. It's free for law firms. They don't have to pay anything. They don't have to go anywhere. They can sit at their desks. There's a series of online panel discussions or webinars or podcasts ranging from material information, property logbooks, digitizing the property market, the economics of the property market, what might be ahead of us after the budget, and a number of other things. So they're spread out throughout the week. As I say, they can log in and watch what they want when they want. They can even watch it afterwards because they will be recorded on our YouTube channel. I think probably more importantly or more excitingly, on the Wednesday morning, like we did last year, we have an open morning, the law firms have an open morning, a coffee morning, and they invite in, some of them invite in their estate agent contacts, their broker contacts, maybe some clients, etc. And they talk to them about the conveyancing process and why it's like it is, what they're trying to do for their clients throughout the process, that they're not really the bad guys in this. They're helping the client buy the home, the property of their dreams, and they're trying to protect them when they do that. So they invite those firms in, those brokers and agents in. And a few firms have come back and said it's been an absolute success. They've strengthened their business relationship with some of those contacts, and they've made new contacts, and they're getting more work as a result of that. So there's a mixture of things that law firms can do throughout the week. We do send out up to 250 promotional boxes, which contains things like bunting and balloons and mouse mats and party poppers, all sorts of things. And the firms put those up, take pictures, and then put them on the National Conveyancing Week website after the event. And it's just a way to have a bit of fun and enjoy themselves for a few hours on the Wednesday morning.
You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
Unfortunately, guys, we're rapidly running out of time on today's podcast. So let's get to the question that our listeners will be most excited to hear about. Clearly, there's a great deal of interaction and communication between advisors and conveyancers, including client recommendations to conveyancers from advisors. Can you comment on how you think that is currently working and what can be done to improve it and how advisors and firms can get more involved?
As Rob said, the survey that we've conducted as part of National Conveyancing Week identifies that referral remains one of the key routes to market for conveyancers. So it's absolutely critical that conveyancers continue and IFAs continue to build those relationships and build those bridges between them. It's also really important that IFAs look at what's happening in and around the conveyancing market at the moment. There's a lot of change happening. There's a lot of digitization, a lot of technology coming into the market. But there are also some fundamental changes to the amount of information that is required by law upfront as part of the transaction. And without an understanding and a knowledge of that, a broker may, the risk of upsetting anybody, may try and push a transaction along at a speed at which it simply can't go, because that information isn't being made available. And that's really important. You know, it's a big change for the industry is going to have to get its head around. And as far as brokers are concerned, they've got to help that process.
Yeah, and what I particularly like about National Conveyancing Week, as I mentioned earlier, is the coffee morning, the open morning, because I'm a bit of a dinosaur myself now, but I like working the old-fashioned way. Most business contacts now have an online relationship. I prefer a face-to-face relationship. I think that's been proven by last year's National Conveyancing Week, with some of the firms opened the offices. Some of the brokers went in, the FAs, the agents. They met for the first time face-to-face. They got on much better than they do on an online call. And one of the firms in particular now has a National Conveyancing Week coffee morning every month. Albeit not in the morning, they hire a room in a pub, They open up the pub, they get brokers in, they get agents in, they get clients in and accountants, and they're gaining more work from those open evenings and getting a better working relationship with people who attend them. So it's a win-win for both sites, I think.
What's really important, and one of the key messages of National Conveyancing Week, is just maintaining that communication. You cannot emphasise that enough.
And ahead of next week then, is there anywhere that our advisors can go to find out more about the week and how they can get involved?
We have a website, inevitably, conveyancingweek.co.uk. All the information about the events that are going on throughout the week and some information about what we're trying to achieve through National Conveyancing Week is on there.
Yeah, and it's not just free for the conveyancers, of course. It's free for anybody who wants to watch or send in questions to any of the panel sessions or debates that are online.
So thank you, David and Rob, for sharing your views of the conveyancing markets and those that are working within it. It's very encouraging to hear how the work you're doing within and outside of National Conveyancing Week is moving things forward. It's certainly a space that we don't hear enough about in financial services. And sadly, that's all we have time for. So many thanks again to David and Rob for taking the time to chat to us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another IFA Talk.
IFA Talk is for investment professionals only. All material has been carefully checked for accuracy, but no responsibility can be accepted for inaccuracies. Whatever appropriate, independent research, and whatever necessary, legal advice should be sought before acting on any information contained in this podcast. And value of investments and income from them can go down as well as up. You may not get back the amount you originally invested.